Another country engulfed in the Arab Spring uprisings is Yemen, and today people there went out to vote for a new president. The election effectively ended the rule of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. He was in power for 33 years. It wasn't your typical democratic election, though. For one thing, there was only one name on the ballot, that of the current vice president, Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi. Tom Finn is a correspondent for Reuters, and we reached him today in the capital, Sana'a.
What I was witnessing today on the streets and in polling centres and just around the capital was a lot of optimism. People here were aware of the fact that it is slightly bizarre. It's almost a communist style election, just having one candidate. But what people were saying to me was that this was their way, of putting a lid, closing the lid on President Ali Abdullah Saleh and his family rule. And they're hoping it's going to be the first step of many further steps to get them out of the mess that they've been in over the last year.
That suggests that that people are assuming the new boss won't be the same as the old boss. How close a relationship do the two have, the vice president and the president, who we should say is now undergoing medical treatment in New York for wounds he suffered last year during the uprising? Does the new president intend to do anything differently?
The vice president is someone that not many people know about. He has been in the shadows of the president for the last 20 years. But what he's done is he's emerged as a consensus candidate. So while he has been allied with the president, he is now, and people are hoping, that he's going to be the man that is able to steer Yemen through a transition. We should mention that he's only going to be president for 2 years, and after that there's going to be proper multi-party elections.
Could he do anything about some of the other major problems in Yemen, especially just in a period of 2 years? One of those problems being a massive unemployment rate, unemployment at 40%. As you have reported, 55% of the people of Yemen live on less than a dollar a day. Many of the women, the vast majority of women, are married before they're 17 years old. Is there any plan to try and turn around some of those figures which have affected Yemen so much as a whole?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because actually that is probably the most pressing issue facing Yemen. I think one of the reasons that we saw such a big turnout today is because, quite frankly, people have suffered so much over the last year. Yemen is, by a long way, the most poor country in the Middle East. And people who were just managing to survive above the poverty line before this uprising that began at the beginning of last year have tipped under that. And actually now the country is on the brink of famine. We're witnessing child malnutrition rates that rival that of Somalia. The fact is that the food, water, gas, all of these things have risen in price. So that is the question of the day. Will this new government be able to tackle any of those problems?
Is that what you think is keeping some people there buoyant, the idea that things will change radically with a new president?
Yes, that's the reason for the optimism. Obviously, there's a long way to go. I've been here in Sana'a for over a year, and in the past weeks I've been visiting families. I visited a family who were living on the outskirts of the capital, sort of a shanty town that has sprung up over the last few months. And this family that I spoke to, there was a mother who had seven children. She was in her mid-30s. Before the uprising, her husband had a steady job working in a cement factory, but then the rise in the price of diesel forced the factory to close. And he's now roamed the streets pitching plastic bottles out of rubbish bins, which he can then give to shops in exchange for bread. So that's just an example of an average family who has bared the brunt of this political crisis. And that's the reason why people here seem so desperate to move on now.
That's Tom Finn, a correspondent for Reuters. We spoke to him in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen.